弥陀佛，还是怪怪的。
阿弥陀佛，
跟以前不太一样了。阿弥陀佛，阿弥陀佛，阿弥陀佛，
阿弥陀佛，
可以了哈，好像会回收这样。最近，有人告诉我，他说：“哇，我讲的他们都听不懂。”
Someone had told me recently that I really don't understand what you're teaching.
我讲的应该都是都可以听得懂了嘛，只是不知道意思而已嘛。
You probably understand what I'm saying. It's just that you don't understand the content necessarily.
啊，这没办法啊！我以前看《六祖坛经》，二十几年前也是看不懂。然后星云法师有没有？星云大师讲那一个《维摩诘经》，那注解的星云大师都讲的是很白的，对不对？也是看不懂。
I'm sorry, but this cannot be helped. When I was reading the Platform Sutra 20-some years ago, I couldn't quite understand the meaning of it either. And then I was reading the commentary by Master Xing Yun on the Vimalakita Sutra, and I still didn't understand, even though the commentary was really straightforward.
其实书有一些书，我相信你们看可能是看不懂的，对不对？
Even some books written by Shi Fu, I think perhaps it's still difficult for you to understand, isn't it?
最主要的是讲到就是我们的这个本来的这个面貌，或者说我们的本心，或者是说我们的佛性啊，那这个这样的状态跟我们的经验是什么？是违背的，所以我们不太容易听到那个名称，然后去连接跟那相应的经验。
One of the main reasons is because what we're talking about, describing, explaining, is all about Buddha nature, our original nature. And these kind of concepts is quite contrary to our everyday experience. And that is why it's really difficult for us to make connection from our personal experience to these terminology and concepts that we're listening to.
比如说我们有时候讲说你烦恼很重，我没有烦恼，是别人给我的，那他对这个烦恼可能也搞不清楚是什么是烦恼。
For instance, sometimes we tell someone, oh, you seem to have a lot of vexations, and the person will immediately contradict and say, no, what are you talking about? I don't have any vexations. My vexation came from other people. In a situation like this, that person probably is not quite clear about the concept of vexation, the clear definition of vexation.
有一次我跟有一个算是法师啦哈，我说：“你现在生气了？我生什么气？你要注意呼吸，注意什么呼吸？你管你自己就好了。”
Once I had a conversation with another Dharma master, and I said, "You're angry now," and the person said, "What are you talking about? I'm not angry." And then I said to him, "You should be paying attention to your breath." And that person replied, "What breath? What are you talking about? You should pay attention to your own business."
为什么？他没有什么反观的能力。生气他听得懂，可是他不认为他生气。
And why is that? Is it is because this person lacks the ability to reflect within. He or she may understand the concept of anger, but he or she lacks the ability to reflect within and see his or her own anger.
还有记得有一次我搭一个机师的车子，我说你现在注意哈，在一分钟内哈，你看你做什么动作，然后你告诉我。一分钟过后，也说我什么动作都没有做。其实我在看到他是这样的，抓抓痒啊。他说没有，他没有做什么动作。
Once I was in a car of a volunteer bodhisattva, and I asked this person, "Well, in the next minute, 1 minute, you observe and pay attention to your bodily movement, and you tell me, report back to me, what kind of movement you have done." And after 1 minute, this person told me, "I haven't done anything. I haven't moved even one single bit." But to me, what I saw was this person scratch his head and touch his nose and did all these little movements without awareness.
那最简单的，譬如说我们散乱心啊，你告诉一般人说你的心很散乱，他们同不同意？他们不认为他心很散乱，因为他从来可能不知道散乱心长成什么样子。除非你有打坐，没有打坐知道散乱。
Let's take the concept of scattered mind for example. If you tell someone that your mind is very scattered, this person will most likely to refute. And that is because usually in our everyday interaction, we don't even know what a scattered mind looks like unless you have the experience of meditation. Otherwise, we cannot recognize what is scattered mind and what is unified mind.
所以说听不懂，就是连那个东西都听不懂，不要讲说这一个。
So even concepts like scattered mind is difficult for people to understand. Needless to say, when we're talking about the Buddha nature, original nature.
所以听不懂要不要听？
So should you still come and listen to the lecture even if you don't understand?
其实我们这个禅修，就是这个祖师所讲的东西啊，这个禅宗就是祖师讲的。应该分成两部分，第一个听不懂要能听懂，第二个听得懂还不算，要什么？要体验的，你用体验的懂，这两者是什么？是两个层次，听不懂体验大概比较没希望了。
So this inquiry into matching halves is spoken by a great master. And the mentality we should have when we come to listening to this, you may have two kinds of experience. One is understanding it conceptually, trying to understand it. And that's one level. A deeper level would be even after you have understood what it's talking about, but to experience it, to embody what the teaching firsthand. So if it's even difficult for us to understand the meaning of it conceptually, then perhaps experiencing and embodying the meaning would be quite difficult.
那祖师在讲，现在我们是讲道理的，讲说我们这个心的本体是什么，跟你讲了一大堆，这是一种方式。另外一种方式最直接的，他们告诉我说，你知道我是谁吗？
So right now we are describing what Buddha nature, what the mind is, using all these examples and concepts. That is one way, and it's peripheral. Another way to do it is more direct. People asking me, "Do you know who I am?"
譬如你看到我在这边讲经了吗？
Do you see that I'm sitting here giving a lecture?
只要你点头，表示你听不懂了。
If you're nodding, that means you don't quite understand the meaning of the verses.
那比较直接的那个禅师，他是直接讲这个。 你有没有看到你知道我是谁吗？
So the more direct way, the most direct way is asking, do you know who you are?
像你要看到我，你就必须要看到你自己的什么，你自己的本来面目。
Seeing me, that means that you have to first be able to see your own original nature.
所以我之前讲说，你心目中的什么妈妈不是什么，不是妈妈，是一堆妄想。
So, let's go back to the example I gave you many times already. The concept of the mother, your mother, that's in your head. It doesn't really represent who your mother really is. It's but a bunch of wandering thoughts that you have created in your own mind.
大家有没有看到那一个布袋戏啊？就是布袋戏，那里面不是有一只手吗？是不是？布袋戏里面要不要一只手？这样子，然后就是可以什么动来动去的啊。那我现在穿的这个衣服动来动去，就是布袋戏。那只手是什么？
So have you ever seen a puppet show, a hand puppet show, where there's a puppet, and then for the puppet to move, there needs to be a hand inside the puppet, right?So now you are looking at me walking around. My body is but a puppet. And what is the thing that's inside that's making the puppet move?
Strings. 你讲什么都不对。
Someone answered strings, and another person said it's the function of your Buddha nature. And Basu just said, no matter what you said, it's incorrect.
因为你讲的东西都是什么？都是有像语言文字，那东西怎么可能是语言文字？
That is because everything you say, no matter what, they are but words, language, but Buddha nature is beyond that.
所以这很没有办法，所以你们知道这个临济禅师啊，临济哈，他跟黄檗禅师学禅啊，那三年里面，从来没有去什么去问过，没有跟这个黄檗禅师小禅。那有一天有一个叫做有一个叫承尊者。就问他说：“那你要不要去，就是问看嘛？”然后他就准备要去问了、啊，那个黄檗就什么，他还没有问，还没有问完，你就这样打他，就他就不知道怎么办了、啊。然后那个承尊者怎么说？你再去，就他又去，然后那个谁？那黄檗禅师又打他，才不知道发生什么事，然后我也没有做什么事，就跟他打我。那第三次又什么？那个又这样说，你再去问他，就都还没有讲完就被打了。打了以后，他就觉得说啊，大概我的这个业障深重，听不懂，然后就准备要离开了。这个跟这个师父不相应嘛。就那个承尊者就想说哦，你要离开的时候，还是要告诉一下黄檗禅师哈、哦。然后他就偷偷讲，跟那个黄檗禅师讲说，这一个哈、哦，这个后辈这个人哦，蛮有善根的哈、哦，你要好好照顾他。结果那一个黄檗禅师他就来跟黄檗禅师告假，黄檗禅师就讲说，你去哪里？他说我要离开这个地方。他说：“你去找那个大愚啊、就是愚笨的愚那个禅师。”就他都找大愚禅师，大愚禅师他碰到大愚禅师以后说：“啊，怎么一回事啊？”然后就把他那一个跟黄檗禅师小参三次就被打三次的这个告诉他，然后那个大愚禅师就讲说：“哎呀。”你的师父啊，就是老婆心切， 久他就开悟了。他们全部的对话就这样子而已。你去看他们在讲什么，不知道，可是他就开悟了。
So let me share a story with you. Master Ling Ji, he was studying under Master Huang Po for 3 years. And within these 3 years, he never had an individual interview. And so one day, there's another person, an honorable person, Chen. And Honorable Chen said to Master Ling Ji, you should go ask for teaching. And so Master Ling Ji went to his master, Master Huang Po, and wanted to ask for teaching. And without saying a word, even before he finished his sentence, Master Huang Po just whacked him on the head. And so Master Ling Ji just turned away, feeling very discouraged and not knowing what to do. And this Honorable Master Chen said to Master Ling Ji, you should go ask again. So Master Ling Ji followed suit and went to ask for teaching. Again, Master Huang Po, without saying a word, whacked him. Turned away, Honorable Mr. Chen said to Ling Ji, one more time, you still need to go ask for teaching. And the same thing repeated itself. So after being whacked 3 times, Master Ling Ji was very, very discouraged and felt, maybe this is really not the place for me. I need to leave and look for another teacher. So at this time, Honorable Chen went to Master Huang Po to say, you know, you have a disciple, this Ling Ji person. He seems to have a lot of good root. You really need to take good care of him. And then Honorable Chen also said to Master Ling Ji, before you leave, you should at least tell your teacher that you're leaving. So Master Ling Ji went to Master Huang Po and said, you know, Master, I don't think this place is for me. I really need to go. And Master Huang Po asked, where are you going? Ling Ji said, directed him to go visit Master Da Yu, another master. So Master Ling Ji left Huang Po and went to Da Yu. And Da Yu then asked Ling Ji, so what happened? Tell me what happened between the two of you guys. And and then Ling Ji reported back the whole incident of this being whacked 3 times. And Master Da Yu, upon hearing the story, told Ling Ji, you know what? Your teacher, his mind is very, very earnest. He really wishes the best for you. And upon hearing that, for no reason, Master Ling Ji just became enlightened instantaneously. So hearing a story like this, we're probably quite clueless of what happened. But that is how things happen when people become enlightened. Things don't make apparent sense to the rest of us, but it just happens like that.
所以还是可以告诉你为什么会开悟，可以讲一些道理给大家听呢。譬如说，他去问他，上问他就是问他是本来面目，然后他打他就是什么，就是本来面目。
If you really insist, perhaps we can still try to trace back the story and try to make some sense of it. For instance, when Master Ling Ji went to talk to his Shifu, Master Huang Po, the question he had was, what is the original nature, original face? And the whacking is, you know, this whack means it's the original face. So that is one explanation that you can have.
黄渤做他，用手做他还是用心做他
？Master Wang Po had whacked Master Ling Ji. What did he use? Did he use his hand to whack his disciple, or did he use his mind?
哪一个？
Some people say hand, some people say mind, some people say both.
然后。这个灵机被咒是他身体被咒还是他的心被咒
？When Ling Ji was whacked, was it his body that's being whacked or the mind?
所以有人骂你，他是用心跟你互动，还是他在骂你？
So if someone scolded you, was it an interaction of the mind, the two minds, or he was really scolding you?
如果你把对方讲的那个名字、讲的语言当成你，那你的心就迷失在什么？在这些什么？这些语言像
If you take whatever that person says as meaning really representing yourself, then it's you get easily lost in the forms of language.
这个就是他为什么一直要什么，就是不讲话。当你要讲话，他马上把你什么嘴把你什么捂住，就叫你不要什么去思考那些什么有像的东西，你心本身。产生像，它不是那些像。
And that is why when Mingji went to ask question, Huang Po just whacked him and prevented him from talking, covering his mouth. That is trying to prevent the mind from getting attached to the forms of language.
所以你们如果今天来这边听听的话，说哦好棒，好棒是心还是像？
So let's say you come here and listening to the teaching and you go home and say, whoa, that teaching was marvelous. This marvelous. Is it the form or the mind?
就是我讲的再好，你感觉非常好，你还是在向上，还有你那个感觉那个向上去抓那个东西才觉得好。你不是到处都是心。不是的。
So no matter how good I speak of the lecture, and if you feel it's really good, then you are still attached to the forms of the lecture and also the forms that arises from your feelings, your emotion. That's a form too. You are still attached to these forms.And instead, you are not being able to abide in a state where the mind is all pervasive and everywhere. You're still grasping.
我讲我是国醒，是这一个国醒，这个这一堆语言是我，还是正在讲话那个是我
？So when I say I am 国醒。So what is it? This phrase, I am Guo Xing, is it me or this person that's sitting here talking that is me? Which one is it?
可是我们会这样子看到那个心吗
So one person answers, it's the one that's talking, that's you. The master said, yeah. But then do you see the mind?
所以有时候禅师有时候会搞一些什么，他不是开玩笑，不过我们觉得是开玩笑。他会叫说：“哦，这一个堂主，哦堂主，他讲到堂主，就那堂主就来了。他说我又没有叫你，他叫堂主，听得懂吗？堂主是什么？”譬如说，好，这个住持啊，你们住持可能比较容易听懂哦。哦，住持，就住持就跑进来以后说，我也没有叫你，我是讲住持，能听得懂吗
？So sometimes, great masters they will play some tricks, even though it's really not tricks, but they're teaching. So for instance, a master will say, "Come, abbot," and the abbot will come running to the master.And the master will say, I'm not calling you, I'm just calling the abbot.
He didn't say,
Do you understand?
He didn't say come, he just said abbot.、
Oh. So he didn't say come. He just said abbot, and then the abbot will come running. And、the master will say, did I call you? I just said abbot.
他讲说我是在讲住持，我没有叫你。他讲了三次，他都来。他觉得很莫名其妙。
The master will say, I'm merely saying abbot. I'm not calling you. But he repeated the action three times, and three times the abbot would come forward.
我们也有一个禅师啊，他刚开悟以后，他很害怕什么？害怕他又会迷失，所以可能就会讲说：“果行，阿弥陀佛，果行，阿弥陀佛。”透过这个什么？透过叫自己这个名字，然后还知道什么自己的心什么？那个心的那个本心还在那边。
So there's another master who, after he has obtained enlightenment, he was really afraid that he would lose it and become confused again. So he would keep repeating to himself, calling his own name like 我心阿弥陀佛，我心阿弥陀佛。So through this calling to oneself, he was trying to keep in touch.With his original mind.
我把那个果行阿弥陀佛这个把它录成什么？把它录音，然后放给你们，跟我现场讲果行阿弥陀佛，果行阿弥陀佛，有没有一样？
Let's say if I tape record this phrase 果行阿弥陀佛， if I tape record it and then play it to you.Is it the same as me sitting here saying the phrase right now? Is it the same or different?
Same. Same. Yeah. So next time I just sit here and give a talk with所以他们还是没有听懂，差别在哪里？不要把那个语言当成心。
So you probably still don't quite get it. They're different. What is the difference? The mind. And do not mistake the form of language, words, as the mind itself.There are two different things.
譬如说什么人，你的什么人，他之前的你跟他在一起的都把他录音起来了，他现在走了，你这样放他的录音带一样吗？你说你好吗？他会回答你吗？
So, let's say a person who has passed away, and then you have a recording of your interaction with this person, and now you play this recording. Is it the same or different? If you say to this recording, "How are you doing?" Would this person be able to answer you spontaneously?
只有心是可以什么？可以根据不同的状况，然后什么产生种种的功能。这个心。禅宗就是要讲这个心，它的本来的面貌。那心讲成话，不是心本身，但是话是从心讲出来的。
It's only this mind that has the ability to be spontaneous and have all these different kinds of functions corresponding to the situation. It's only the mind.The words, language, arises from the mind, but do not mistake the language as the mind. So the Chan school, it's trying to get at the mind itself.
我这颗心透过嘴巴讲话，然后透过身体走过来走过去。有一天。这个身体不行了，这个身体会死掉。请问那个心会不会死掉
？So through my mouth, my mind has the function of uttering languages, and through my body, my mind has the function of moving about. But say one day the body is getting old, decayed, and passed away. Does this mind die as well?
会不会死掉？
啊，叫你怕，
叫你怕不怕死？
Are you afraid of dying?
所以要学啊，学那个广钦老和尚没来没去的。
So we have to learn from what Master Guangqing has said. There's no coming, there's no going.
好，那我们回到我们的主题，这样，哎，这样有没有听懂？
Now we have to return to our original topic. But with all this explanation, do you understand a little bit more? 他是鸠菩萨是说，当刚刚说有一个法师，他一直重复，一直念自己的名字，然后为了不再迷失，然后没有所以这个方法有效吗？
有哈、啊，这个里面可能在讲另外一个故事哈、啊。啊？英语的问话啊。他刚刚已经讲了，哎、欸，你们，
他是说那个方法有没有效？
对啊，听不到。
所以刚刚Bill菩萨问的问题是说，刚刚不是有个例子吗？说一个法师他一直问自己的，一直念自己的名字，为了担心说不，哦，你要英文的是不是？ OK， so Bill had asked a question that earlier there was an example of a master keep repeating his own name in the fear of losing his enlightenment. So he was constantly reminding himself. And the question was whether it worked.
好，那这边，突然间忘记了。
是一个故事。
对，一个故事。那个故事啊，这样啊，那不是，那不是看话头啊。被打断了，本来有个故事要解释这一个，我想想看。
I had a question. I had a story to explain this. This your question, but I was interrupted, so I forgot the question. The story now.
那我就直接讲了，不要可能还会想到那个故事啊。
So let me go on with this,、哦、with the verses,、and maybe it will come out.
现在想到了啊。
Now remember.
就是，有一个禅师哈、啊，他很努力的修，那有一天，他觉得他自己开悟了，开悟了以后，他的师父就问他。他说：“你白天可以做主吗？可以。你晚上睡觉可以做主吗？可以。不简单了哦，晚上睡觉可以做主吗？好。你晚上做梦的时候，就是晚上没有梦的时候，你的主人在哪里？哎。”你晚上睡觉，而且花姐里面有梦，这个很不简单了，对不对？你有办法，就是晚上睡觉，知道你在睡觉，知道你没梦，对不对？不简单，对。可是没有梦的时候，他花姐，哎，主人在哪里？都没有梦啊，你知道没有梦，可是那个知道的那个人在哪里？这主人在哪里？他为了什么在参这一个，在用了五年的时间去参，才把它参破。所以，就刚才那个，就是他就反问，哎、欸，就什么，问一下的表示我的心还在啦。
So to answer your question, there's a story. There was once a meditator who was quite accomplished, and he felt that he has become enlightened already. So he went to his master, and his master asked, "So you think you have become enlightened? So are you able to be your own master in waking moments?" And the student said, "Yes." And then the master then asked, "Are you able to be your own master when you're in the state of dreaming at night?" The person said, "Yes." It's quite an accomplishment already this way. But then the master followed by a third question. When you are sleeping, and when you are aware that you are sleeping but you are not dreaming, when you have this awareness of you are sleeping but not dreaming, at a time like this, are you your own master? And upon hearing this question, the student was dumbfounded. He didn't know the answer. So, yeah, when I'm sleeping and I'm not dreaming, then where am I? Who am I? You know, what's going on? So, even though the student was already very accomplished, being able to be aware of your sleeping but not dreaming, it's a really high level of awareness, but he still didn't know the answer. So the student spent the next 5 years to investigate this question, and then finally was able to solve the question. So this is related to what we talked about earlier. This person keep calling his own name, Guo Xing, is to ascertain that the mind is still there. Right, to ascertain that the mind, the Buddha mind is still present, is still there.
我们现在就是你在讲话，那会动的那个话，你用心讲，可是这个话讲了以后就没有，那个心不是那一个不动的真心，那个是一个妄心。
So let's say we're talking right now, and whatever we say, after the sentence is finished, then it's gone. The mind is gone too. But the mind that we're talking about in this situation where you're talking, it's not the real mind. It's not the stable, unmoving mind. When you're talking, the mind is a moving, wandering mind. And but the mind that we're trying to get at is the stable, unmoving Buddha mind.
就像就是我们在参话头的时候，有时候你都没有妄想，可是他们可能就要问一下，因为问一下要表示你那个心什么，你就可以看到那个心不是迷失在那种什么，在那一种很平静的状态。
So sometimes when you're in deep meditation, then you don't have any more wandering thoughts. You're in the state of tranquility. But at this time, sometimes it's necessary to raise the 话头, raise the question. The purpose of doing that is to make sure that your mind is not lost among this tranquility, that the mind is still functioning.
No? 好，不再回答问题
了。No more questions at this time.
那这边讲上怎么讲，就是四大啊、四大本身，它的性就是这个样子。它有我们讲说，就是水有湿性，然后火有那个热性，那风有那个动的性，它们有各自的性，可是它的什么？它的各自的特性，可是它的妈妈是什么？是空性。
So we were at the fifth stanza last time. We will talk about the four great elements, and these four great elements each has its own nature, its own characteristic. For instance, the fire is hot, and the wind moves, and water is wet and moist. So the four elements has its own characteristics, but they all have the same origin, same mother, and this mother of the four great elements is the empty mind, emptiness.
我们看到水，你会不会觉得水是你的心？
When we look at water, are you going to think that water is my mind?
他这边要讲这个部分，你看到水，看到火，摸到火，那后面还有什么？听到声音，看到东西，闻到什么，全部都是心。
So when you see the water, when you smell something, when you hear something, that's what we're going to talk about right now. All of these are your mind.
我们心经不是有讲过吗？色即是什么？空，空什么？即是色，然后什么受想行识，亦复如是。
So in the Heart Sutra, isn't there a phrase that where you're all very familiar with, where the form is emptiness, and emptiness is form, and so are sensation, perception, volition, and consciousness. These are all your mind.
在《楞严经》里面有提到哦，提到这个风是怎么从我们的心变成风。
In the Shirogama Sutra, Buddha talked about how, what gives rise to the wind, the air, how it arises from our own mind.
在我们答案很难想象，就是怎么心变成水，变成地，变成火，变成风，它是把从那个真心怎么样可以变现成什么？这些地水红，他把他那个后面有道理哦，我现在这边不讲了。
That's probably really difficult for us to imagine, isn't it? How the mind is able to give rise to the air and the earth, water, etc. There are actually principles behind all this, but we cannot get into that right now.
我们大概做梦的时候可能可以认同这一个。做梦的时候梦到你喝水，那个水是不是心变现出来的
？It's probably easier to understand this. Say if you're in the state of dreaming, when you're dreaming, when you dream, you're drinking a glass of water. Isn't this water a function of your own mind when you're dreaming?
我那这边在讲，就是说心它什么都不是，可是它可以什么？化现或是变成种种各式各样的东西，有时候我们叫六尘色声香味触法，有时候我们叫做什么地水火风。
So the mind is not any one particular thing, yet it has the ability, the function of manifesting and becoming all sorts of things. So sometimes we talk about the mind becoming the four great elements, the earth, the fire, water, etc. And sometimes we talk about the mind being the six sense objects, the form, the sound, smell, taste, etc.
就是因为是这样的关系，就是心跟或者说空性跟种种的现象，或是心跟物，我们叫做物哈，万物的物哈，心跟这些现象，它基本上是什么？是我们叫做什么？不一不二，就它变现的，所以才可能，像有些像舍利佛，他要涅槃的时候，他是什么？往天上一冲，化成什么火光三昧？因为什么？这个火跟心跟性是什么？是同的东西。
And that is why we say the relationship between the mind and all the phenomena in the world. The relationship is described as not one, but not two.Okay, your mind and the phenomena. It's not one and it's not two. And so that is why, remember last time we talked about the story of Sariputra when he was entering Nirvana, he just rise from the ground and created this fire from within and burned himself off and disappeared into emptiness. And that is precisely the reason why the mind has a function of creating anything.
那这边就只要告诉你，就是没有一个东西不是你的心，可是我们不是这么想，所以当我们听到这样的话，你会觉得很奇怪。所以我们在做梦的时候，我们现在告诉你说做梦，梦境是心变现的，对不对？这边有没有人不同意你的梦境是心性变现的？
So, we said, everything is created by the mind. There isn't one thing that is not your mind. But in our ordinary everyday living, this concept is really difficult for people to accept because that's not how we see it. But let's say, step back and think about when you're dreaming. And in the state of dreaming, then we say everything is created by the mind. Is there anyone in the audience that disagree with the statement?
有人讲可能说，我在做梦的时候，我什么人来托梦呢？他真的打电话，真的他死了呢？请问那个来托梦的人是不是你心变现的？
Some people may contradict the statement by saying, hey, you know, I had a dream once, and when I was dreaming, I dreamed that there's this X person came into my dream and talked to me. And then when I woke up, I made a phone call, and indeed, this person had just passed away. So, there was really someone that came into my dream. But now I'm asking you, is this person in your dream also created by your own mind?Isn't it?
不相信了，他的心跟我的心是不一样的。
You still don't believe it, and you still hold on to the idea that his mind and my mind are two separate things. Is that how you think?
我们现在没有能力啊。譬如我在想，我要吃一个西瓜，结果你在你心中也有一个念头说你想要吃西瓜。你们相不相信
？So, let's say right now, if you are thinking, I want to eat watermelon. So, in your mind, do you also create the form where there's a person wanting to eat a watermelon?
我这边有一面镜子，镜子里面有一个现象，就是想吃西瓜的念头，啊，或是西瓜的那个样子。你的那个面镜子会不会出现一个想吃西瓜的那个造型出来？会不会
？So there's this. Let's say I have this great mirror here, and I give rise to a thought of I want to eat watermelon. So isn't this thought also reflected in this mirror that you want to eat watermelon?
会的哦，可能我们不知道，你有很多念头是我的念头，是他的念头。
So it's true, where actually a lot of thought that you think you might have may actually came from me or came from the person next to you.
你们有没有听过，就是妈妈在想儿子，可是儿子就有什么心什么心有什么灵犀一点通
？Have you ever had this experience where there's a mom, the mother is missing her son, so the son suddenly had the feeling too. So the two minds meet at a center point.
应该讲是说，大家是共同的心，然后，你在这边，你这个心，你的心，在这边可以知道整个心，那他在另外一点都可以知道的，共同的心。
So the way to think about this is that all of us, we have one shared mind. So whatever I'm thinking here the mind over there also knows.
相不相信?
Do you believe this? 有人说，欸，我为什么不信呢？因为是有人说，这个全宇宙所有的东西都是有相关、有连结的。
现象不是心本身，而是现象是什么？从心变现的。
Phenomenon is not the mind itself.But all the phenomena are manifestations of the mind.
。Manifestation out of that Buddha mind. So that means that I am a manifestation out of the Buddha mind, and anything that my individual mind comes up with is also a manifestation ultimately of that Buddha mind. And the same thing can be said for everybody in the room. The place where this can get confusing for me is when you say, is it, you start using your mind and his mind and so on.See, I know I have had experiences where I have felt that I was sort of thinking along exactly the same lines as another person, even though we weren't talking about it. I have had experiences where it seemed like, you know, the minds were working together. But I've also had experiences where I've kept secrets from other people and done so successfully. Now, how does that happen?
事实上我对于就是我们的本性自信这个观念还算可以理解，然后也可以理解说万法唯心造这个概念。可是呢，当法师讲到说是有我的心跟你的心，这个就有点搞不清楚了。因为有时候呢，我的确是可以感应到说我跟其他人的心是在同一线上的，我可以理解其他一个人在想什么。可是也有的时候呢，我会故意要有心里有个秘密，可是这个时候，哎，我也可以藏得住这个秘密，那别人没有办法知道，那这个又该怎么解释呢？
哦，因为大部分的人呢，都没有他心通，在99%的人没有他心通啊。所以你就很安全，因为他没有他心通，偶尔稍微一点通是偶尔而已，大部分的时间都没有他心通。那对我们这些人来讲，你是可以藏得住的。对那一些什么天神啊，或者有他心通的人啊，或是鬼啊，你根本就是什么一览什么无遗。
That can be explained. That is because the most of us, we don't have the supernatural power of knowing other people's mind. So only in rare incidents we're able to know other people's mind. So in this kind of situations, it's easy to keep secrets from each other. But in facing deities, great ghosts, kings, and other spiritual beings, really our thoughts is merely in their plain view.It's wide open, and they can see everything that's in our mind.
而这一些神啊，或者这些他心通的人啊，那他们也不会让你知道啊。为什么？让你知道以后，哇，你会恐惧。
So even there are some great cultivators with the ability to know other people's mind, they wouldn't tell you. If they tell you, you're probably going to start to panic.
我记得有一次，我们有一个信众，然后去拜访，去等于是见广清老和尚。这个有没有听过这个故事？ 然后他在太阳底下等了半个小时，然后终于等到他了，结果他看广建老和尚长得不怎么样，也不想拜，广建老和尚就跳到一边去，他没办法，他只好拜下去了，就广建老和尚就跳到旁边去不让他拜，他就觉得哇，他就眼睛头抬开，发觉广建老和尚还坐在那边。接下来他就问广建老和尚问题，那广建老和尚就不回答他。突然间他就问他的朋友说，刚才我也没有问广建老和尚问题，他说没有啊，结果表示广建老和尚什么可以读他的什么，读他的心呢、啊、这个菩萨吓死了，三年不敢去那个神田禅寺。
There was a true story where this person who went to visit a very famous master in Taiwan back 20 years ago, Master Guangqing. Great Master Guangqing. So this person stood in the sun and very hot sun for half an hour waiting to see this master. And Master Guangqing came out. He is this skinny, short little guy. And so this person just thought in his own mind, this is Master Guangqing. I don't see much of him. And so in his mind, he created a thought that I think I really want to prostrate to Master Guangqing. But out of custom and out of some superficial respect, this person bowed down, tried to prostrate. And but Master Guangqing actually leaped to the side and wouldn't let this person bow to him. But when this person raised his head, he didn't know that happened. He still saw Master Guangqing standing right in front of him. And then he continued on, and they had a little conversation, and this person was able to ask question to Master Guangqing. But after a few minutes, this person actually turned around and say to his own friend and said, "Did I just ask him a question?" And his friend said, "No, you didn't say anything." So this is an example of actually Master Guangqing is able to know the person's mind, and it all happened just without words. And so this person realized that Master Guangqing had this power, and he was actually scared. And for the next 3 years, he didn't dare to come back to the temple.
所以说，像有些禅师他，我认为大部分的禅师可能都有这种能力哦，能够读别人的心。可是他会不会觉得说，哎呦，你怎么有这些脏念头？会不会这样想
？In fact, I think many great Chan masters, many of them have this ability to read people's mind. But even with this ability, are these masters going to say, "Ooh, your mind is filthy"? Are they going to think like that?
会不会？所以你们很安全，你碰到禅师了，一定很安全的。
So you are really safe, you know. Even if you meet a Chan master who's able to read your mind, you're still safe.
因为禅师看到所有的众生的心，都跟他的心是什么完全亲近，然后你动任何什么脏念头、好念头，都是那一颗心什么的功能，他们不会分说这是脏，只有我们自己在分脏跟什么亲近。
You're safe because to these Chan masters who are able to read your mind, to them, they only see that your mind has all these functions, and the mind that you have exactly like their own mind. And whatever thought that comes up in your own mind, they are merely the function of the mind. That's how Chan masters see it. They don't make differentiation between this thought is filthy, and that thought is pure and wholesome. They don't make that kind of distinction. It is only us that are making this kind of distinction.
对一个禅师来讲，他看到你的心，主要的目的是，我什么机缘能够让他什么，让这些人 能够什么离开分别心，那有时候是没办法，有时候众生的根基要跟禅师的因缘，就是没有缘，所以他就会看那个缘分了。
So to a great Chan master, when they look at your mind, what they're really trying to do is trying to see if there's any opportunity, any ways they can trigger and help you depart from your normal way of operating to stop making all these differentiating thoughts. That's what they are aiming at. They're trying to look for opportunities to help you, to teach you. But sometimes it's still very difficult because perhaps the timing isn't right or the affinity isn't right. So.
如果他看到你可能会害怕，他可能会装着笨笨的。
If a master sees that you are actually afraid of him or her, then the master may pretend to be quite dull and stupid.
那如果你的因缘成熟，那可能就指指，就是把你的错误指出来。
But if the affinity and the condition is right, then the master may just come out and point directly at your own faulty thoughts.
所以他们知道，能够读别人的心，不是要来发现人家的秘密，而是就说怎么样让众生能够什么？我们说离开，我们叫离苦得乐，上是离开分别心呢、啊，因为分别心让我们在痛苦当中。
So for these Chan masters, what they're really trying to do is to find opportunities. They're not trying to discover your secrets or dig up any dirty thoughts. They're trying to find opportunities to help you and to reach out to help people alleviate from sufferings and to attain true bliss. And in this situation, when we talk about suffering, we're really talking about the mind that's making all sorts of distinction. That is creating all the sufferings.
然后这边告诉我们，就是禅师他到处看到这一个听到看到闻到想到都是心，可是众生看到听到闻到想到都是什么？这是境，那这是心，这是别人，这是我，用什么分境跟心呢？用他那一颗跟佛一样不分别不动的心去分别我的心，然后外面的境，就这样子而已。
So to a great Chan master, everything they see, they hear, they smell, everything they see the mind. But as for us ordinary people, everything we hear, we see, we smell.We see the mind versus phenomena, external situations. So for us, we are actually using this great mind that we have that's exactly the same as Buddha's mind. We are using this pure nature to make this kind of distinctions between the self and the objective world.
所以有些人就是不懂这个道理，他就问禅师说我有没有混呢、啊？就说我们要开悟，怎么混呢、啊？那禅师讲说，你现在正在讲那句话，就是什么？就是跟佛的心完全没两样，对方还是不懂。就是我开悟啦，或者是那一个我有没有混？就是有没有混呢、啊？哎、欸，对，有没有混？那禅师讲说。你正在讲那个本身就是你那一颗什么，就是跟佛一样完全没两样的那个觉悟的心啊，而是众生一直什么，在什么昏心外境，你我好坏，用什么昏？用那颗心昏啊。
So many people, they visit masters and then would ask.Do you think I will become enlightened? Do you think I have the potential to become enlightened? So people keep asking these questions, and the master will answer, the mind that that you're using right now to ask me this question, it's already the same as the Buddha's mind. It's the same as the Buddha's mind that's raising all these questions. But instead of seeing that everything is the mind, people continue to use the mind to make distinctions between this objective, the object and the subject.
那通常禅师的回应不是那么啰嗦，要讲谁没有。
But usually the answers tend to be a lot more brief and succinct. So a lot of masters will say, when you ask, do I have potential to become enlightened? The masters will answer, who doesn't?
所以有一个人跟一个禅师学了好几年，那禅师都什么话都没讲，他说，禅师他就要跟那个禅师告辞啊，要跟别人学。 他说：“我跟你学了三年，跟了三年，你什么话都没讲，什么都没学到。”那禅师怎么讲呢？他说：“你跟我问信，然后我就要什么？我就要低头哦。然后你拿茶杯，拿茶给我，我手就要伸出去。我每天都要告诉你，结果你说我没讲半句佛法。”
There was one student under a master for 3 years, but you know, the master never said a word. So after 3 years, this person decided, no, this is not the right place for me, so I'm leaving. So the student went to the master and said, Master, I haven't learned a thing here, so I think I should go. And the master said, I haven't taught you anything, but every time you come and bow to me, I have to respond to you with a bow. Every time you pass me a glass of water, I reach out my hand and take the cup from you. All these, I'm already giving you the teaching, yet you still say that I haven't taught you anything.
他看不到心，他只看到没有讲话，呱呱呱呱这样子，那个叫做法，这个不叫心，不叫法。But
people don't see the mind. People are attached to external forms. They only pay attention to the words that you say, you know, the forms of the words. You think those are the teaching. Whereas if someone's, you know, reach out the hand and pick up a glass of water, you don't see that as the mind. You don't see that as teaching.
所以有时候你问禅师，什么是祖师西来意啊？最直接的人就是什么？就是喝你一声。
So if you go to a master and ask, what is the reason the patriarchs come to the West using this typical hua tou, the most direct answer would be this person just yell at you, just in one shout. That would be the most direct answer.
对一般人就是不懂的哈，我们在南部有一个禅师哈，我们叫蓝维觉哈，可能大家听过。 不是那个庄稼山那个维杰法师哦，他是南，他是在南部，在嘉义的一个南维觉。然后，就是有人去了哈，就说，哦，阿弥陀佛，然后他就讲说，我这边没有佛，然后就跑掉了。你也觉得莫名其妙，这个禅师是哪一个玩意的？
But this kind of cases are really difficult for us to decipher. There's this master in Taiwan, his name is South Weijie, Nan Weijie, and people will come to visit him seeking teachings, and students will bow to him and say, Omitofo. And the master will say, there's no Buddha here, and then run away. And then, you know, for a regular student will think, what the heck? You know, I don't understand what's going on.
他有没有回应你?
Has he indeed answered the question?
他用心讲，我这边没有活，那些全部都是心，可是我们迷失在什么，在那个语言的那些什么语言相上了。
The fact that he utilized his mind and uttered, there is no Buddha here. He's already revealing the function of the mind, revealing the mind to the seeker. but we tend to be lost among external forms and just you know, stick to the external forms and not see the deeper meaning underneath it.
所以有些人第一次去了以后，他就不去了。那有些人通常说，这法师就是这个样子的哦。你不要讲阿弥陀，他一定会告诉你，我这边没有佛。第二次他们就不敢讲阿弥陀佛了，就讲法师，我来请法。<笑>那法师讲说，我这边没法。
So some people just left after one visit, and they don't get it. And but some people go back for a second visit, and so someone will tell these people, oh, you know, this master have the tendency, whenever you say Om Mi Tuo Fo, he will say there's no Buddha here, so don't say that. So the second visit, these people, the students go, and instead of saying anything, they were afraid, so they just bowed and said, Master, we're here to seek your teaching. And the master would then reply, I have no teaching here.
所以你下次还去不去?
If it's you, are you still going to go the next time?
就当这个禅师很简单了。
So based on these examples, it may be quite easy to be a master, huh?
但是它是很直接的。 但是一般我们着相嘛，其实这样讲的话，也没办法什么，没办法除相的，因为众生已经着了太深太深了，这个不知道几，这个什么什么什么血会一日之寒是吧？冰冻什么，冰冻三尺会一日之寒。So,
in actuality, the teaching that he was giving was very direct and very to the point. Yet, sentient beings were so attached to forms, and we have been operating in this manner for many, many, many years. There is a saying in Chinese where it says, the ice has been frozen for, the thickness of the ice is 3 meters, and this is not due to one day of coldness, meaning we have been operating like this for too long, and it's really hard to remove this habit.
所以我们在看呢，就是眼色、耳、音声、鼻、香、舌、闻、触，然一一一法，一根业分布。
We're moving on to the sixth stanza. Eyes, forms, ears, sound, nose, odors, tongue, salt and sour. In accordance with each dharma, the root gives rise to separate leaves.
那这边就讲说，你眼睛看到色，耳朵听到声音，鼻子闻到香，还有什么，舌头。 就尝到什么酸甜苦辣，甚至还有身体有什么凝软，这一些现象，就是像有点像一棵树，这些像是什么？这些什么色声香味触法，眼耳鼻舌身意，就等于是眼，可能就这一支的什么，不是根，枝，啊，这边是眼枝，这边是什么耳枝。 然后看到叫做叶，那根是什么？根就是你的心。So
it's like a tree. No matter what we do, the eyes can see, the nose can smell. You can see all these as branches of a tree. So maybe there's this branch that's related to sight, eyes. And there's another branch that's related to your sense of smell in the nose. So all these are but branches of a tree, and underneath the root is still your mind.
那这边就是说只是把它讲道理出来。如果禅师是讲，他是直接讲说什么，所有的现象都是什么，都是心本身。So
here we're just trying to describe it, elaborate a little bit more. But ultimately, a lot of Dharma masters will simply tell you all phenomena, myriads of phenomena, they are all your mind.
那在那个禅师他们的用语啊，是讲说，净大地是全部的大地啊，全部都是一只眼睛。
So the way they would put it is the vast earth that you see, exhausting, pervasive, the entire earth, the great ground that you see, it's but your own one eye.
就是那个眼睛上就是等于是你的心，有时候用眼，有时候用眼睛来代替，就是说你有没有眼睛，就是你那个心眼开了，怎么开了？如果你的心眼开了，没有一样东西不是心眼，甚至没有一样东西不是什么，不是心。
So right here, when we talk about eye, we're really talking about the mind. It's oftentimes using the word eye to represent the mind. Whether the eye has been opened or not means whether you're aware of your own mind. So it's again relating to no matter whatever you see, it's but your only your mind.
你看到是用心看到，闻到是用什么？用心闻到。 被打是用什么？用心感觉到被打。你不要讲说把那个身体当成我，可是我们没办法。So
whatever you see, it's your mind that sees. Whatever you smell, it's your mind that smells. When you are hit by someone, it's really not your body that's being hit, it's your mind being hit. But oftentimes we have mistaken the body as the self.
如果有伤心，你用什么心伤心？
When you are sad in your heart, what is being sad? What heart are we talking about here?
有时候我们讲说什么，你选择什么，伤心啊，你可以选择快乐啊，可以选择什么痛苦啊，用什么选择？用心选择嘛，用心选择快乐。那快乐是什么？快乐还是心？你不要以为真的有个快乐。So
oftentimes people say you can choose to be happy or to be sad or to be in pain. You can make this your own choice. But what is making these choices? It's still your mind that's making the choice. The mind can choose to be happy or sad. And what is happy? Happy is still your mind. Don't be mistaken and think that there's an external happiness out there. Happiness is still your mind.
去分别你前一念已经消失的什么感觉，像前一念都已经消失了，可是我们不觉得它消失，我们就一直用现前这颗心，然后去什么，去抓。 已经消失的感觉了，已经消失的念头了，所以你这个心才什么，才能够一直什么动来动去的。But
the way we usually work is we use this present mind and we use this mind to grasp onto the mind that has vanished a second before. So we use this present mind to differentiate between happiness or sadness of the previous mind, to label it or to grasp onto it. And that's just how the mind works, like in a chain. It continues on, the mind. That's how the mind moves up and down.
因为我们用现前这一念去什么，去分别已经消失，我们叫过去的念，这就变成能所。那我们一般也觉得，就是这个样子。所以这一个已经消失的东西，我们叫做无常。那我们是用现前这一念心是不动，可能是。 很长是这样子的心，不动的心，然后去 去分别，或是想要去追求已经消失的现象。那所以我们这个心就自己什么，自己把自己什么绑住了。我们的心是什么？是像太阳，像一面镜子，无什么无边无际啊。结果我们就有点像那个神经病哈、啊，你们知道有些神经病，他说他在他面前看到一条金鱼，他在抓。我们正常的人就觉得没有金鱼啊，可是他脑袋瓜糊出什么金鱼来抓？哎呦，那个金鱼从哪个地方糊出来的？他在抓。他说啊，这个神经病。那我们会不会这样子？我们也是神经病。
So that's how our mind operates. We use our present thought, this thought that we have this very present moment, to grasp onto or to make distinction of our previous thought, the thought that has vanished. And so we call that impermanence. We keep chasing it down like this. It's as if someone who has psychotic neurosis, and out of their own mind, they give rise to this image of this big whale in front of him. So out of his own imagination, he thinks there's a whale, and he tries to embrace it. Whereas in the eye of other people, they don't see a whale at all. So we call those people psycho. But in our situation, do we do the same thing? Do we grasp onto something that we imagine?
我们有时候夫妻吵架，有没有？那就讲说，老是把那个几百年前的事情又拿出来讲，有没有？
So sometimes when a husband and wife is having a discussion, is having an argument, sometimes someone will complain. You keep digging up old dirt, and then you keep bringing up all the past bad stories. Do we do that?
Okay. 如果几百年前的事情讲就有问题，可是昨天的讲是不是跟一样，也是过去的嘛？所以昨天讲就没事啊。
So if you keep digging up stories from 10, 20 years ago, then we see that's problematic. But if we dig up things that happened yesterday, we don't think much of it. We think it's normal. Yet, all these are past already, too, aren't they?
就是你先生或是谁跟你讲说，哦，昨天去一个好好看，怎么，你会不会进入那个梦境里面去？
So if someone tells you, oh, yesterday I saw this, you know, this was such a wonderful view and whatever, are you going to go in, can you physically go into the past?
你就很少听到一个先生或是一个太太或是一个谁说，已经过去的事你还把它当真。
You seldom hear anyone will say to the other person, wait a minute, why are you talking about this? It has passed already, but you're talking of this as if it's still present, as if it's present reality.
你有没有听过人这样提醒你？这已经过去了，你还在讲它，你还把它当真？没有啊。
Do you have people around you that are able to give you reminders like this? That things are past already, don't take it as reality.
所以这两个瞎子就是互动啊。
So it's just like interactions between two blind people.
我们就是因为这个样子，没有人提醒你，那你就一直重复这样子的，反正就是过，你不会认为是过去的。
So that's how we operate, because there's no one around us to give us reminders. And so we keep treating whatever that's past as still present reality. Where in fact, it's but your own wandering thought, but we don't take it as wandering thought.
如果不这样交换妄想的话，生活会不会很无聊？
So it's like two blind people exchanging each other's wandering thoughts. If we don't do that, what do you think? Is life going to become boring?
比较滑稽就是真的哇，其实你没有的话，哇，你的生活是什么？多才多姿的，你不会用旧货。
So if you stop going back to all these past and stop all these wandering thoughts, you will suddenly realize your life can actually be very, very vibrant. There's no need to keep recycling old stories. So it's as if every day we're still consuming the food that has rotten already. There are things that has rested in the past 10 years already, but you still keep digging it up and keep consuming it. Take a close observation of your life and think, so when do you really consume something new?
我们禅修讲说要活在当下，可是老是讲的话都是什么？都是腐败的话。
So even in Chan meditation, we often talk about that we have to live in the present moment. But the fact that we keep digging up these old phrases, that you're repeating something that has rotten already.
那这边告诉我们是这样子，你还是跟他讲腐败的话，可是你是什么？你是享用什么？享用那一个心本性，心的那个空性本身。
So, but the reason why we're talking about these phrases, yes, perhaps these words are rotten, they're old already, but what you're really looking at, what you're really attending to is the mind that is alive and spontaneous at every moment.
所以就是说，你还是旧话重提，可是这些不是话，是什么？是心。
So you can repeat old stories and old teachings, but really the focus is not the words and the teaching, it's the mind.
所以这不太一样哦，就是讲话一定有内容，可是能讲话的那是心，我们叫空性跟什么？色即是空，就是讲话的这些等于是什么？ 现象，可是它从来没有离开什么空性，也就是声音有内容，可是它是心所什么变现的。So
you need to be careful. There's a distinction between the two, where when you are talking, of course there will be content that's being said, but those are phenomenons. You need to pay attention that it's still the mind that's creating these phenomena.
那我们高兴或者我们生气，一定是针对什么心所产生的什么话或产生的什么现象，一定是针对那些现象在生气，不是针对心的。
So whenever someone says something to you and then you have emotions of happiness or sadness, oftentimes we are reacting to the words. But again, those are the phenomenons. We are reacting to phenomenons. But they are altered, they are uttered and created by the mind.
如果你真的是就是心对心，那就有点像小孩子有没有？他们在扮什么家家酒有没有？ 他说啊，我当什么爸爸，你当妈妈，而小孩子知道他们是不是爸爸，不是，可是他可以讲到哇什么什么，可是他们知道他不是爸爸。So
if people are really able to interact at the level of the mind, from a mind to mind, it would be as if it would be just like little kids, children playing house. They're playing this game, and in their mind, they know that, oh, right now I'm pretending to be a father, and you're pretending to be a kid. But they all know that this is but play and act. It's not the real thing.
欸，西方的人他们有没有玩这种游戏？
Do Westerner play house?
所以都是一样就对了。
It's all the same, East and West.
对，今天有没有听到？就是，讲了半天，这边就是要什么？你的心生气的时候是现象，你的心从来什么不会生气，然后就是很什么。 很挫折，挫折是现象，不是你本身。
So, after everything that we have talked about, are you clear that when you feel angry, anger is but a phenomenon, it's not your mind. And when you're feeling discouraged, again, it's only a phenomenon, it's not your mind itself.
所以禅宗就会讲说，诶，那知道生气的那是什么人？非常什么？非常挫折的，知道挫折那是谁？他一直什么？一直要找把那东西找出来，不要迷失在现象。他有现象，可是什么？你要什么？在现象当中去找那个什么？我们叫找那个铅笔啦，有没有？从画里面去讲什么？心画里面去找铅笔。
So in Chan practice, what you're doing is.Ask the question, when you are angry, who is the person who is aware that you are angry? Same thing, when you feel discouraged, who is it that is feeling discouraged? Who is the person who is aware that you are feeling discouraged? In another word, it's looking for this mind brush that we talked about earlier. You created all phenomena are created by the mind brush. You're looking for the mind brush itself.
所以如果是被骂，那是现象，那你知道心底不是那个现象，那你就可以什么被骂的什么很舒服。当你很舒服的时候，心底还是没有什么舒服不舒服，因为它从来是什么。就什么没来没去，什么不够不进，没有什么舒服不舒服，它可以产生什么种种现象。或你说它变成舒服，你还是迷失在什么舒服里面呢
？So, if you're scolded, you're being scolded, then you know that you know it's only a phenomenon. There's no need to be sad. And then you can actually, when you're scolded, still feel quite at ease.But then even in this kind of situation, you have to know the feeling of being at ease is also only a phenomenon. It's not, still not the mind itself. To the mind doesn't have the sense of sadness or feeling at ease. There's really no pure, no defilement of the mind, and the mind is constant and stable.
其实你就说你啊，你被骂骂得很舒服，你那个舒服还是什么意界的舒服，不是心本身的那什么，我们叫什么，就是极灭，有没有极灭为乐的舒服
？So even if you're being scolded and you're able to transform your mind and be able to take the scolding quite at ease, that level of ease and comfort is still not what we're trying to get at. It's that level of comfort remains at the desire realm, the sensational realm. What we're talking about, the deeper kind of ease, is where the mind is tranquil and in pure state.
我一直要想讲下去，可是时间已经到了。
I want to keep talking, but the time is up.
下个礼拜可能还是我的样子，因为好像人定长老好像现在还不太清楚哈，是不是？有没有确定？确定下个礼拜还是我还是？还有？哦，好啊，有可能是啊，50%哈，就是这个，对，好，那我们就另
外。So, It might still be me next week that's giving the lecture. We're not sure how well Master Renjun is doing, so more than 50% chance it will still be me here talking next week, Sunday. Now we are going to recite the verse on merit transfer. May the virtuous merits adorn and glorify the pure land of the Buddhas.Upwardly, we repay the four layers of gratitude. Downwardly, we alleviate the sufferings of the three destinies. May those who see and hear the Dharma generate Bodhi mind. Exalting this body of retribution, may we be born in the land of supreme bliss.
愿以此功德庄严佛净土，上报四重恩，下济三途苦。若有见闻者，悉发菩提心，尽此一报身，同生极乐国。
请把客送本从中间传。Please pass the liturgy to the center.